This morning, I just want to invite you to begin to take your seat. Whether it is wherever you may be sitting, but as you begin to settle into your seat, just please take a moment, just a moment, to bring your attention to what your body might be feeling right now. Just a quick check-in. What is my body feeling right now? Perhaps there's some nervous sensations or nervous energy just around getting settled. Perhaps you're just trying to figure out your posture and my voice, listening, trying to put it all together. Whatever your experience might be, just take a moment just to identify what it is right now in the present moment. What's arising in your body? And I just really invite you to do it without a lot of stress and anxiety attached to it. It's just merely a witnessing. Not asking you to do much more than that. Just pay attention for a moment. And once you can just touch into it, just know that that was that moment of recognition. Maybe you had to bring up a recall, but that was just right then. This is my body. This is what I was feeling. So as we will with each moment in the retreat, we'll be offering guided instructions, followed by some Q&A if we have a lot of time for that. And before we begin this morning, I'd just like to invite you again to settle into your seat, but also begin to set your intention for what this practice period will be. Much like Jonathan asked yesterday in his beautiful, beautiful talk about how to landscape ourselves and figure out how we are in this retreat, what are you aspiring to? What is your aim for this particular practice period? We're also this morning going to be exploring a little bit about how things are changing in our practice. Anicca, impermanence. And I'm not talking about large monumental changes, but rather the sense of change that comes with the continuity of your practice. They may be small changes that actually develop into remarkable discoveries, small and nuanced. And for this morning's practice, how about that to-do list that may be running through your head right now? The things that you should have done or the things that you want to do, can you just allow them to drop away so that you become much more available for these moments? Today we'll be practicing with the body and the breath. Both are important in establishing a solid and strong awareness practice. And both are part of the first foundation of mindfulness so graciously offered to us by the Buddha in the Satipatthana. That first foundation, breath and body. And I just want to take a moment to mention that practice isn't always going to be wonderful and delightful. I mean, it doesn't always constitute total blissful moments. In fact, I think in many of us who've had the opportunity to practice for any length of time, we kind of know that that can be quite the opposite. You know, practice can sometimes create even more dukkha, whether it's in the body or in the mind, more suffering. But today our focus will be to how to practice within and in our bodies. kind of defining what our relationship is with the body may be able to create much more ease, eliminating areas of stress. Being able to join the mind and the body and the body and the mind. That heart mind that knows. The subtle sense of unification, that citta, that place of non-separation. And on top of that, we're going to add this quality of allowing in our practice today. Simply allowing even the pleasant or unpleasant sensations to arise and pass away. And you might find that being with your body right now, whatever those sensations may be not what you're needing in your experience. So perhaps you can shift your attention to sound. Maybe since you're home, it's the sound of the birds in your garden. Or perhaps there's a hum that's happening, whether it's your refrigerator or your electronics, whatever that might be, that may be much more of a place where you can bring some comfort and anchoring to yourself. So when you hear me say body, you can, if the sound is where you are actually drawing your attention and anchoring, you can just replace body with sound. And one thing we do know is the heart mind is going to wander. So the invitation is just to place your attention right here at the present moment. Because what we know so intimately is that the mind has a tendency to go towards story. I know for me, sometimes my stories are like a film clip. And it's goes from a melodrama to a comedy to a mystery. And at some point when I realize that my stories are going on, I realize that there's no one at all in the editing room to start clipping this film, but it's just going on until I become aware. I bring that awareness to the fact that there I am again in story. And sometimes the wandering mind starts to create these stories, and they also create the judgmental mind, the mind that sometimes says, oh, I can't do this practice right now. I'm not good enough. Or if you're in a meditation hall, somebody else is doing it better. Or asking the question, why can't I stay focused? This is the mind at work. And it's going to wander. It's the mechanism of the mind. It's the phenomena of the mind. So let's bring our attention back to the body. How is your body? How's your posture feeling right now? Are there any irritations or tensions or sensations that are arising? Are you feeling well rooted in your posture? Can you feel the three points of contact? If you're sitting in a chair, having your feet touching the floor and your butt in the chair. Or perhaps you're sitting on a cushion where your knees are touching and your butt is firmly on the pillow. Those three points of contact. And just allowing gravity to meet you. Just letting it be there. Having this felt sense that you can imagine your feet or your legs being deeply planted and grounded into the earth. Allowing the Mother Earth to just hold you in this place of safety. And as you begin to check back into your body, How are your hips and your knees? Are they in alignment? Is your belly opened up? And when that happens, then that allows your heart area and your chest area to open as well. Gently rolling back your shoulders, lowering them down, dropping your chin a bit, lengthening your neck, while still keeping your chest open, and continuing to breathe. Breathing into all the spaces in your body that you are now aligning. Placing your hands in a way that feels comfortable. A bit higher than the hips so you don't start to collapse the chest and collapse the heart space. While you're aligning your hips, and you're also aligning your spine, just allowing you to sit in that place of the three points of contact for balance. Begin to introduce the qualities of mindfulness, being aware that there is a body, or there is sound. Just hold that presence for a moment. You may begin to get closer to the arising and passing away of your body sensations. The tension may be in your neck or your knee or your jaws may be getting tight. Just noticing and bringing some release and calm to it. Not pushing, but allowing. Being aware that I'm sitting. Or you may be lying down, being aware that I am lying down. Or standing, being aware that I am standing. At this time, we're not demanding anything, but on the contrary, we're opening up to receive. Just staying in the place of receptivity and a sense of welcoming all that's occurring, all that's arising, all the sensations of body or sound. And as we bring our attention and our witnessing to the quieting of our minds, we may notice the mind begins to wander. And as we begin to try to pay attention, we recognize that anicca of attention, recognizing that even paying attention is not permanent. It's always changing. It's fabricated. It's fleeting. And what truly matters is if we become lost in thought, that we'll be lost for a while and then we'll be found again. And the ultimate beauty of being lost is that you have the possibility to be found. Just breathing in the moments of being found. we can meet each of these moments with kindness, without warring against the experience, not being able to witness, your mind wandering, just meeting it with kindness. So often we strive never to be lost, while in fact, it really is the reality and the nature of the mind. And when we're lost, we're just lost. And when we're found, we discover often that we were lost. It's like that film clip, "Until I became aware that I was lost." And then there's a point of being found, and we can bring spaciousness to our bodies at that point. We can lessen the tension between the eyes. We can lower our shoulders again, realign our body to bring in and receive the subtle awareness and possibility to actually celebrate our return to stillness. Our remembering that our body is present. So just continue to receive and welcome each experience of the sensations of body and sound, gathering the opportunity to have an intimate observation of the experience. And again, just gently come back to the body. You find that you're aware that you're off in a thought pattern. Gently return, returning to the body. Nothing else to do, just being aware. There is a body. There is sound. Perhaps you may become curious and interested in what the mind is doing or forming, how the fabrications arise. And knowing the mind is in constant activity and it needs its attention. And with this curiosity, instead of letting it then spin out, maybe you can play a puzzle game with it. Have this interlocking and interplay with your thoughts and awareness and sensations. And with that, we can begin to explore the breath in this puzzle game that we're becoming aware of. I want to share with you a poem by one of my favorite poets, Dana Fouts. It's called "It Is Enough." It is enough right now to taste one moment of peace. Of course I want more, but at least the door is open. It is enough to draw a conscious breath and let my hands relax, fingers releasing their tight grip on things outside my control. It is enough to shed a layer of stress, as if taking off a jacket or a pair of too tight shoes. Ease of being has to start somewhere. This breath is my first step. This breath. is my first step. So now we can begin to explore our breath as yet another anchor to calling us back to the present moment. Releasing, untightening, loosening our grips. Much like this puzzle I was just referring to, we can begin by taking 7 breaths in a row. You can become more intimate with the in-breath and more intimate with the out-breath. Fully inhaling all the air into the chest cavity. Exhaling all the air. And you begin that first step on the count of 1. Just beginning to count up to 7. The inhalation and the exhalation. Finding your rhythm. This may be quite challenging, trying to pay attention to the count, keeping it in the background while keeping the breath sensations in the foreground. Just being aware that you can welcome all the changes as the breath arises and passes. And if you lose your count, wherever you were, just remember where it was. And continue again. Begin again. This is the beauty of this practice. We can always begin again with kindness, gently returning, creating stability and calming the mind, developing patience, which is a virtue definitely worth establishing. So exploring your breath right now. Just gently returning to the count. When your mind starts to wander, just consider that this is the moment that you can be found. A moment of recollection and a moment of celebration. Softening any tension that may have built up in your body. Checking back in. 3 points of contact. Ease of the body, the spine, whatever has been tightening restricts your receptivity. Just letting it go, just a little. Releasing. Relaxing your eyes, the space between the eyes. Your jaw, your tummy. Just opening up for further and further ease. And as you're sitting in this expansive state, letting the awareness of the whole body open to the exploration of the sensations. Again, noticing your breath and your body. How deep are you breathing? Can we welcome both breath and body as one? And perhaps your breath can encompass even a wider space. Like your body was taking in the whole body. Your breath filling in the back lungs. Your chest opening again. Breathing into the side, the front, the back. More expansive. Allowing both the breath and the body to create their own symbiotic dance. Almost as if you are lighter, less heavy. Less weighted down. Just imagining your breath touching parts of your body that you wouldn't normally associate with that type of connection. Finding joy and excitement in that intersection. Finding ways to reduce any suffering that might still be lingering in your body, any tension. As we sit for the next few minutes, just again, relax on your cushion or your chair, taking in all of these instructions, finding ways to celebrate those moments of being found, bringing your full awareness to the necessity of your body's posture, and softening into the intimacy of presence. Can we make space for whatever arises? Knowing that all is anicca, it's all changing, all impermanent. Seeing its changing nature with spacious awareness. This is the body. This is the sound. This is the breath. So in the next few moments, just remember that sensation of being found. When the mind has wandered, and then there's a moment of expansiveness, of receiving, of celebration. Staying grounded in each moment of breath and body. Thank you.